Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, L, what time is it?
It's 7 o'clock. Why? What's up?
Hindsight time, that's what's up. Hindsight time. You already know.
Don't leave me. I'm trying to get my knowledge on, too.
That good old knowledge without a college, bro.
Don't be stingy with the knowledge.
You walking on slow? Let's get the hard stepping.
You know what time it is. Those who don't listen, special.
Real special. Real special. You know, I ain't old as I look, but I'm never too old to get that knowledge.
You are now listening to Hindsight Radio.
You left me.
It goes without saying, and I really am tired of saying it after all these years. This next week is going to change your life. Now, we have somebody, Michael here, who this is his third time. First time was 99-2000, then 2010, and then now. I'm not going to explain to you why, because you're too fucking stupid to know why. And for the YouTubers, I don't really give a shit. If they learn anything. But people only come to me for one or two reasons. And I've only met two of you. At least I can see the tall, bald guy now. And the, I mean, Jesus Christ, you know. And he's Dutch. Are you Dutch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck. Anyway. Desperation or inspiration? That's the only reason you cocksuckers come to me. You're all desperate. I am the last chance hotel. I am the last chance. You've tried every other fucking thing known to man. And I'm it. You either make it with me or you fucking should. I don't say that anymore because somebody does it and then I get sued. Guys and gal, this is probably the only time I'm going to remember it as a gal. So when I say guys, I mean everybody. Guys, you have tried everything. He's back here for a third time for a reason, which he can explain to you if he wants. As I said in the October seminar, when Donald Trump got elected, oh, God knows, it was the beginning of the transformation, the greatest transformation of wealth and your fucking miserable life. I never thought I'd live long enough to see it again. I start crying just thinking about it. I said it again in December at the December seminar. And I still get these fucking moronic emails from you stupid morons. What did you mean? The greatest transformation of wealth, Mr. Benya? How many engineers do we have in the group? Be honest. How many fucking engineers? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, fuck. 7. This group is maybe destined to failure. If I was early in my goddamn career, it would be destined to failure. Because engineers are the hardest cocksuckers for this to get through their brain. I've had people with 80 IQ to 180 IQ come through this group. And the 80 IQ made more money than the 180 IQ, and they're both on the Hall of Fame. God damn, 7 motherfucker. Oh, fuck. My work's going to be... I'm going to earn my money, this group. I'm never going to earn my money. Because one of you may actually, as you're tripping on your own dick, and I look at her when I say this, you may stumble into $1 billion. Looking at you, not likely. But maybe. Because hope springs eternal, kids. I'm not going to ask you because you'll lie. How many have thought of me as being your last hope. It's either that or a revolver. Some of you in this room have contemplated killing your parents. Brothers, I've never had anybody that wanted to kill their grandparents, though. I'm still waiting for that. Your family has been fucking you up since the second trimester in your mama's tummy. And you wonder why it's so hard. As Jim Ryan, the greatest miler that ever lived without a gold medal, told me 45 years ago, motivation gets you going, Daddy. Good habits keep you going. And I have extraordinary habits. And you have shit habits. The weekly reports will be painful for most of you. Like giving birth. Although I've never given birth, but I've had two new knee replacements in the last few months. And I'm supposed to be on crutches. I have the crutches in the seminar room just in case I collapse. But they gave me an epidural for my knee. That's the closest I'm going to get to childbirth. And I was awake during the fucking surgeries, you cunts. You've seen those on YouTube, those pictures, right? You've seen them on my website. How'd you like to be awake during that? You don't even want to be awake when you got diarrhea. I don't want anybody to like me. If you like me at the end of this week, I failed. This is just a teaser, as they say in marketing. This is just a marketing teaser, what it's going to be like the next week. And there are stupid questions, old timer. There are stupid questions. So think before you open your big fucking mouths. We've had people quit tonight. We've had people, never the second day, the third day. We've had people quit the fourth day, the fifth day. We've had people quit graduation night. We've had plenty of people quit the first fucking week. They never turn in the first fucking report. When you find out how much time you waste every fucking day and you're not sick to your fucking stomach throwing up, you ought to kill yourself. We're going to memorialize every motherfucking minute of the day for the next 12 months. Donald Trump is the greatest thing that ever happened to finance in the last 100 motherfucking years. And as I said, he's going to fuck finance for practice in a good way. He's already just begun. In October and December, I listed the 100 fucking things he was going to do. I haven't been wrong yet. He's not even doing the scary shit now. And for those of you that I tweeted earlier today, if those of you that give a shit what happened to General Flynn, you're idiots. It doesn't make a shit. It doesn't matter that he says, chain that didn't sell his daughter shit. Doesn't give a shit. That's why you're all poor. And that's why the fucking planet's poor. Because they focus on the wrong things. You have learned to play financial instruments heretofore. I'm going to teach you fucking morons how to play the whole financial orchestra. For the first time in your miserable life. For the first time in your miserable life. And I have a big announcement to make tomorrow morning, which I'm not going to make now. Because I don't want you to spoil your dinner. I don't really give a shit. That's a fucking lie. That's the closest I get to being politically correct. And political correctness is a manifestation of lack of self-esteem. And your parents did it to you. And for those of you that put on your fucking paper, I have no regrets. God help you. Allah, Buddha, you fucking sorry weenies. And for a couple of you that said my parents have no regrets, all they got to do is look at you. Are you fucking crazy? If they don't regret having you, you should have been the shit that rolled down the inside of your mama's leg. I love this job. Let's go eat. We had enough good times. There's no questions. Let's go.
There's no food.
No food?
No.
It's not time yet? Oh, you mean I can yell some more? Okay, well then you can mingle now. You can mingle. I don't want to talk to you.
Thank you, Dad.
Don't thank me, moron. You have no idea what the fuck you're saying. And why do I say that? Because after 46 years and teaching you morons for 23 years, you want to take the easy way out. Because you think life is a journey. That is horseshit. Life's a journey if you're a moron and you're retarded. That's why, you know, that's what you've done with the life up heretofore. It's been a journey. And how good is the fucking journey? You tell me. Wouldn't you have rather, when the first time you went out with somebody that you thought you were in love with, thought is the operative word, wouldn't you have liked to have a template? Oh, let's follow this process instead of, because that is a journey. And all the mistakes you made, and raising this fucking little shithead for kids you got, instead of having this book. Life doesn't have to be a journey. It's a journey for morons. You think life is a journey for the Trump kids? It's a motherfucking process, the same process his daddy raised him by. Same for me. Life ain't a journey if you're my kid. It's a goddamn process. So you tell me, if you're results oriented at all, who's better off, the journey or the process? And you just heard, you know, and the but he was able to come back from death. Rigor mortis had already set in. Come back from death, and now we're following the steps more carefully, as he pointed out. And we haven't even seen the first step yet. And we don't get to the first step till the afternoon of the third day. Because unless we build the right foundation, the house will be wobbly, and it'll be, we got to build the right foundation. And for the most part, most people in this room and most people listening on YouTube have to come to the realization, as sad as it is, that you have pissed, you have urinated, heretofore up until this morning, your entire life down a fucking shithole. Very simple. That's it. If you want to create massive wealth. If you just want to be a happy, slappy housewife from fucking Dundee, or a happy, slappy bimbo from fucking Toronto, or a happy, slappy guy who goes to the Little League games in Mesa, Arizona, then that's okay. But if you want to create some fucking money, and money's not everything. But if you don't think money can buy happiness, you don't know where to fucking shop. Say that with an Irish accent. Okay. If you don't think money can buy happiness, you don't know where to shop.
If you don't think money can buy happiness, you don't know where to shop.
Correct. correct. But I mean, you can get money and then go save the world. You can get money and save the forests in Brazil. You make money and go save global warming, which I don't believe in. And save the kids in Biafra and all that shit. But without money, you can't save a fucking thing. Don't you understand? Don't the fucking idiots on YouTube understand that? Until you make some shekels. Until you make some fucking coin. You can't help anybody. Because if love got the job done, you wouldn't all be fucked up. And I've had mothers, daughters, grandfather, daughter, son. I've run 3 generations of the gamut in this seminar here. And they all say the exact same thing. The daughter looks to the mother, you fucked me up. The mother looks to the father, you fucked me up. And they all agree. And where it really gets dicey is the second or third days after they have a few drinks, a few pops. Then it can get fucking ugly, as Sally would say, fucking ugly. Nothing like a mother to turn on her daughter or vice versa. Nothing like it. It's like in the fucking movies. It's like a goddamn soap opera. Because that's life. And if we admit it to ourselves, then we have an opportunity to move on. If we don't, then we're just fucked in the quagmire.
And that's what you're teaching these kids.
Correct.
It's not just business.
No.
Okay.
How to stand up like you had a pair.
Which gets us into the snowflake.
Oh.
You hadn't used that word 2 years ago.
No, I didn't.
What's a snowflake?
A snowflake is a kid, a guy or a gal, mostly guys that melt under pressure. As opposed to what they tell me. You know, God, every snowflake is different, Mr. P. You know, there's not one snowflake that's the same as the other. There's trillions and trillions and trillions. I said, yes, that's correct. That's correct. And he says, and so we deserve to be here just like, no, that's not correct. In your opinion, snowflakes melt under pressure. I gave you a couple stats at dinner. I'm going to say them again. They're worth repeating. In 1986, the average man's handshake pressure was 118 pounds. 30-year-old man. I forgot to put the age. 118 pounds. 2016, 96 pounds. A woman, 1986, was 105 pounds. Today, 110 pounds. 110 pounds. Testosterone levels in sperm counts tested 50 years ago, and today they're producing 60 to 70% the amount of testosterone levels and sperm counts as they did. We're dying out.
Why? The liberal media.
No, it's not the liberal media. I mean, I think World War II had a lot of positive effects on us. I'm a product of that generation. The greatest generation, they call it.
They came back as tough bastards.
But it's like talking to the Japanese now. They're deathly afraid of everything because of the war, what they did. The Germans, Merkel, God love her, I mean, supporting the EU because of what I call German guilt, okay? Everybody's scared to fucking death of what might happen, and so they want to come across as your friend. They don't want people to say bad things about you. They don't want to say, because Neville Chamberlain could have stopped Hitler 80 years ago. And so now we're overreacting. So the rubber band has been, you know, is going back too much the other way. And it's just unbelievable. My dad, you know, I'm glad he's not alive to see this. Because the more snowflakes we have, the less the possibility of the Earth making it.
Okay, which you want the Earth to make
and
it.
I do. It's like my snowflake test. You know, the first question, paraphrasing it, by the way, we have 95.4% of everybody, many thousands and tens of thousands that have taken the test are cunts. And I don't mean cunt, vagina, I mean cowards. First question on the test, paraphrasing it, what would you do if somebody spit in your wife's face? And the answers range from, well, I try to ascertain what kind of day he was having. And if he had a bad day, I try to be understanding. Are you fucking shitting me? I'd be in prison for murder. I would beat the guy to death. Or if I couldn't beat him to death, I'd find somebody in a pipe to beat him to death.
Is that what we need today?
Everybody's... No, I'm not saying that's me, though.
Okay.
Where I come from, the barrio, you spit in a guy's mother's face, you're a dead fucking man. I mean...
And you'd like to see more of that in the world.
No, right now we're way over at this end.
Okay.
You don't have to come all the way to my end. And but I mean, that's awful. I mean, and then there's 23 questions. And it's foreign to me that people would answer a question. I would try to ascertain what kind of day he was having. What the fuck does that have to do with spitting in your wife's face or your mother's face?
All right, so you're trying to de-snowflake these men and women, get them to stand up, get them to go out face to face.
And they know they're snowflakes, and that's why they come to me, because they think I'm the alpha male dad they never had. They say during private time, I'm a cunt. I don't want to be a cunt. How can I change? My dad was a cunt. I mean, I hear my great-grandfather wasn't. He was an airborne ranger in World War II, I hear, but he was dead already.
No male role models.
When I was growing up, my dad's five or six best buddies were all tough fucking guys. So I didn't see anything different. I didn't see anything different. They were all just, you know. I tell the story. It's not a story. My cousin, God love him, he went to jail for being involved in stabbing a guy 17 times because somebody said, your girlfriend's got a fat ass. Looks like pigs in a gunny sack. He stabbed him 17 fucking times. Only by the grace of God, he couldn't stab it, right? And the guy didn't die.
That's where you come from. Okay. And you're not advocating that.
No,
but you're saying
not
let's go
all.
More back to that
no.
spectrum.
But I am advocating that the guys act like they had a pair.
To the gods, y'all tune in to Freedom Fridays with your host, Kemel Jr. Got little two topics to go over. We're going to go over what's the difference between a apostille and a authentication. Of course, we know we always want to go for the authentication, but I'm going to definitely go into the difference. Of the two. Each state is different, and so, of course, look up, how you do the authentication in your state for yourself. What I'm looking at is the one for North Carolina, because they gave a pretty good, definition for both of them, so I'll explain to you guys in a real good way. And then I'm going to go over a code I use for like traffic tickets. So that's, So before we get into that, probably won't be that long of a show. Birthday tomorrow, so I kind of just want to chill and, relax like we all deserve to do on the weekend and stuff like that. Not saying it's going to be like real, real short, but yeah. I guess we can go straight into it. This is basically for people who, the new people, to help them understand a little bit better about the birth certificate stuff. Guys can always go back to the archives and stuff like that. But, I want to do a new, refresh it for, new people and stuff like that. So, let's go ahead and get into it. All right, apostille. An apostille is a form of authentication issued to documents for use in countries that participate in the 1961 Hague Convention. A list of countries that accept apostilles is provided by the Hague Conference on International Law and is available by the link on the authentications by clicking the box Hague's member list. And then authentication or authority. If the country of intended use does not participate in the Hague Convention, documents being sent to that country can be authenticated or certified. This involves multiple authentications by different authorities in the chain of issuance. Example, U.S. Department of State Authentications Office in the Foreign Embassy of the country of intended use. Basically for authentication, usually just use Taiwan just to help you guys out. So you won't have to look up a country when you're doing that. All right. So the U.S. Department of State Authentication Office, the Department of State Authentication Office is responsible for signing, issuing certificates under the seal of the U.S. Department of State, 22 CFR Part 131. The U.S. Department of State Authentication Office provides authentication service to U.S. citizens and foreign nationals on documents that will be used overseas. This office receives a variety of documents from commercial organizations, private citizens, and officials of the federal and state governments. Documents included but not limited to company bylaws, powers of attorney, trademarks, diplomas, transcripts, the disputerships, agreements, articles of incorporation, good standing certificate, home studies, letters of reference, etc. The office also ensures that the requested information will serve in the interests of justice and is not contrary to public policy. Contact information, mailing address, and physical address. Authentication Office, U.S. Department of State, 518 23rd Street, Northwest, SA1, Washington, D.C., 2520. It is suggested to use a self-address stamp envelope for the faster return of your documents. Documents received without a return envelope and postage will be returned through the State Department regular mail, which can result in a 2 to 3 week delay. U.S. postal mail entering the U.S. Department of State must go through a screening process, which may delay the time in which you will receive the document back. All right. Procedure for obtaining an apostille or authentication. One, if the document is in a language other than English, this office will request a certified and notarized translation of the document into English as permitted in NCGS 66274A. Two, appear before a notary public for execution of the documents. Documents must be notarized by a North Carolina notary public unless they were issued by one of these agents: Register of Deeds, Clerk of Superior Court, Department of Agriculture, Department of Health and Human Services, Vital Records, which is, of course, you know, Department of Motor Vehicles, and North Carolina Attorney General's Office. Documents, transcripts, report cards, diplomas issued by North Carolina University College, Community College, or High School must be notarized, blah, blah, blah. We don't need any of that. All right, third, submit documents to the North Carolina Authentication with a cover letter, money order, or check. The original documents with all certifications attached and a return prepaid computer-generated carrier air bill. Should you wish the documents to be directed to a third party, please include that information in the paid carrier air bill addressed to the third party. Any documents received without a paid return envelope and or third party address will be delivered by regular mail to the person submitting the documents. For the process fee is $10 in U.S. currency per document. Five, make a payment to the North Carolina Secretary of State. If you request for an authentication upon receipt of the document, submit documents to the U.S. State Department Authentication Office. Further legalization. Let's see. Sole, birth, marriage, and death certificates. North Carolina Vital Records must be certified copy issued by the County Register of Deeds office in which the birth, marriage, or death occurred, or North Carolina Vital Records. Must be a recent document. The NC Authentication Office prefers documents be issued since the year 2000. Cannot be photocopies, cannot be issued by other states or country, cannot be certified copy of a consultant report of birth, marriage, or death abroad. Yeah, so it's basically that easy, you know, for the authentication and apostille. Of course, you don't want an apostille. You want to pick a country that's not in the Hague Convention. So, of course, like I told you before, pick Taiwan when you're doing your birth certificate, when you're authenticating it. And like I said, you have to research in your own state. I was looking up the one in North Carolina because it just, you know, broke it down a lot easier. But you got to look in your own state. Because when you're doing authentication, some places, like I know New York, they require you to have the long form. Some places might not require you to, you don't really care whether it's long or short. You know, so you got to do the research for yourself and where you stay at. All right. That's about it for that. That was, like I said, that's easy. We can always look that up for ourselves as far as that. But let me go to, well, I got a traffic case and just wanted to, you know, we got the traffic ticket bundle, I mean traffic ticket template. But I just wanted to take a little something out of that and pretty much read that to you guys. So, South Carolina Code of Laws, anointed, this is South Carolina Laws. Title 16, Crimes and Offenses, Chapter 9, Offenses Against Public Justice, Article 1. Section 16910, Prejury and Subsumption of Prejury. A1, it is unlawful for a person to willfully give false, misleading, or incomplete testimony under oath in any court of record, judicial, administration, or regulatory proceeding in the state. It is unlawful for a person to willfully give false, misleading, or incomplete information on a document, record, report, or form required by the laws of the state. So basically what they're saying is, you know, how would they stop you and they don't have a warrant or whatever. Basically, they're giving false information. You know, they found everything after, they found everything before they had a warrant, which they didn't have jurisdiction over you. So that's, I used A2, which was when they willfully give false, misleading, or incomplete information on a document, record, report, or form required by the laws of the state, which they usually do. But we'll keep reading on. B1, a person who violates the provisions of subsection, a person who violates the provision of subsection A2 is guilty of must be in prison not more than 6 months or fined not less than $100 or both. So here's the problem with it. Most of the times, the officers are guilty of that. And that's usually why they drop or dismiss the case when you put stuff like that in your case. Because they know if it goes to a higher court, they're going to have to do their time. And there's no way around it. All right. And then we're going to go to section 16920. So subordination of perjury in civil actions. It is unlawful for a person to willfully induce, procure, or persuade another person to give false, misleading, or incomplete testimony while under oath in a civil action or proceeding. Blah, blah, blah. I think that was about it. Yeah, subsection 16, 9, 10. Yeah, I just wanted to read A2 and read B2, which tells you what happens or what if they violate that, what they're, you know, they're guilty of. Yeah, straight to the point. Yeah, that was pretty much about it. It's been, you know, just studying and staying on top of my shit. This is all I wanted to get into today. I didn't want to get into too much. I mean, I can go into a lot more on traffic ticket stuff. But anybody has specific questions, so I don't really know what to go into. I just want to go on those two. Because it just, you know, help explain a little bit. Yeah. I don't know. Really, nothing much to say. Just, you know, got to execute and do. That's how I feel. And, you know, all right, we're going to take first caller, 201-0296, Peace of the Gods.
I forgot I had my mic on mute. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm well. Peace to the God. Okay, I came in a little late, so I just want to make sure I got clarity. What you addressed was in matters of traffic ticket or civil matter.
Uh-huh.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So where would I find the Constitution for the state in reference to that?
The Constitution?
Right, because if you go to court, if you get pulled over and you have to go to court, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would, in your paperwork, submit the Constitution. Is that correct?
Correct.
So where would I look for that if I'm not in North Carolina?
You can look that up in your state. Each state has code of laws. You could just look up. Every state has, you know, crimes and offenses. Just look up offenses against public justice in your state.
Offenses against public justice?
Public justice. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's not from the Constitution. That just basically it is it's just basically just code of laws, pretty much.
Like more like the statutes?
No, it's not a statute. It's not a statute. This is something different. It's like even a judge can't get around these code of laws.
Okay. Okay. And then I have another question. Now, and this is a little off the subject here, in reference to third-party debt collector.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if because I'm talking to three different people, and one person, they're not getting any notices yet. Another person is receiving notices, and the third person, they're garnishing their checks. So can you give me feedback on that?
Did they say, I mean, how many times did they send out the third-party debt collector's letter?
The one that was receiving the garnishment of check, they were not sending anything to her. They just started garnishing her check.
I'm talking about what did she do? What action did she take?
She didn't take any action. They started garnishing her check.
Well, then she has to send, I mean, of course they're going to start garnishing your check if you're not doing anything.
Okay, so my question is, once they start, once they've already gotten to that procedure, there's not much she can do.
I mean, there's probably something she can do, but, I mean, she could have did something beforehand to stop them from it. She should have sent out a third-party debt collector, depending on who it was, and if they would have kept in contact with her, she could have took them to court, which they can't garnish your check when you're in a case.
Okay.
It's just like, okay, say your home is about to go on foreclosure, right? But you find out the company, you know, didn't have proper business license wasn't able to do business properly at the time. So, you know what I'm saying? So, basically what you do is you file a lawsuit against them, which, you know, pretty much stalls the mortgage payments because you're in a case. So, before there's judgment, there's no money to be, how can I say it? You can't pay for something that there's a judgment on, pretty much. So if she would have sent out third party letter and they would have kept doing that, and then they would have start, and she would have, they would have, you know, say, okay, we're gonna start garnishing a check. She could file a lawsuit. Hey, y'all weren't supposed to contact me. Boom, which stalls the process of them garnishing because they haven't made a judgment yet whether it was right or not.
Okay.
You see
what, I got that. Noted right there. Now the second one, where the person has been contacted by an attorney, what would be their option?
Same thing, send out third party. I mean, I don't know exactly the whole story. You're only telling me parts.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, from what you're telling me, like I said, third party. I don't even know what it's about, so I can't really answer it to the full extent because it's like kind of like it's on the pay. Oh yeah, what, third party all day long?
Okay, then when you say third party, you mean there's a document that they need to send to the
third party debt collector? Send that out.
Okay. And if the first person, they haven't contacted her at all, but she wants to get it off of her record, can she go ahead and start the process?
Yeah, send out third-party debt collector, and then she could, I have a credit repair bundle on my website that she can get, and that'll help you guys out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, really, the credit repair bundle will help, even though all three of the processes. They just need to go ahead and send out that. You know what? For the one garnishing, they probably, what is that? Those are payday loans? All of them?
Payday. Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
three of them? Yeah,
yeah.
So definitely. And they went in collections, right?
When you mean in collections, like a third-party agency started responding?
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Correct.
I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Cause
I haven't spoken to
All right, well, if it was a third party contacting them, they could just use the third party that stopped them from contacting them. And then second, they do the credit, get the credit repair bundle and send those out.
Okay. Okay, now I have one more, and I'll let you go. My mom, there was money taken out of my mother's bank account, $6,000, and put over in a money market account that she hadn't authorized. So what would be the steps to be able to have that returned?
Into a money, like, what? Who moved the money?
Yeah, they took her money without her authorization and put it in a money market account. She didn't even know what it was. She just kept telling me $6,000 is missing out of my account. But finally, one of my relatives found it, and it was determined that it was placed in a money market account. So she doesn't want a money market account. She doesn't even know what it is.
What is that?
Wall Street, in a nutshell, money market account.
So they just basically invested her money?
Without
her consent. Who did it? The bank did it?
The bank. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then y'all could have a lawsuit. You need to get a consultation with either my dad or John, and they'll be able to help you out with that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. You've been a great help.
Oh, no problem.
Massive success on your. I don't know if you just started, because I just started getting into listening to the radio, but you're doing a fantastic job. Keep up the good work. Peace to the gods, my brother.
All right, peace to the gods. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. 743-1479. Peace to the gods.
Yeah, I just want to commend you what you're doing. Man, if I was doing what you were doing, when I was your age, I'd be a lot so much further. So my point in saying that is, keep doing what you're doing. Stay around. Obviously, your dad, your parents, your Jonah, Joey, and just stay around that information, brother. It's gonna take you so far. So, let the haters hate. It's gonna come with it anyway. But I commend you, man. You're doing fantastic. So, and the next days, weeks, months, so many more people are going to start following you. So, just bigging you up, God. So, I'm trying to log into the chat, but they got me on their list, which is, I think, a great thing. That means I'm doing my thing on this end. So, I look for that. But what questions are you able to speak to? What topics are you able to speak to?
Just ask the question. It just all depends. And
okay.
I'll tell you whether I'm able to answer it.
All right, let me see. What do I have going on right now? I think one of my deals, I just recently purchased the 611 template from Joey's website in regards to the reporting agencies, getting them to act right and take things off of there, because I already purchased a third-party debt collector.
Yeah, that's
from,
that's the credit repair bundle. I know about that.
Yes, sir. But I think I got that one from Jonah. And then I got the 611 from Joe. I got the 611 from Joey. So, just trying to clear up the credit report. So if there's something in regards to like the medical, like if they're reporting medical charges on there, I know it's unlawful according to FCRA 603, 604, and 605. So, and I put myself in a position where I can bring suit in the future. So, I guess, if anything, this is kind of like an open question. It's like, I just hope I'm on the right path. Am I on the right path? As far
yeah,
as
you are.
The, okay, okay. And I've been doing the administrative process. So my letter's been going out in triplicates, of course. So okay. Thank you for that. And I listened to the sister's question earlier. I recently went to I'm in Texas, so I recently mm-hmm. went to the state law library, and I got a certified copy of the 1836 Texas Constitution, so I can put that in my motions. So,
mm-hmm.
so if the sister, if she's still listening, if she has a state library, that she can state law library that she can go to in her state, she can get that. Or like Jonah said in the past, she can get the Georgia Constitution and just have add the judicial notice for the court to take judicial notice to that document, as long as she gets it certified from that state or that. The individual that's supplying that constitution. Am I on the right
yep.
track there?
Yeah, because
this
is the deal. There's only a couple of, I think, like Virginia and Maryland. They're like a little different, you know what I'm saying? So those are probably, they're a little different. So that's why they tell them to use the Georgia Constitution, because it'd be missing certain things that's supposed to be in there. On purpose.
Okay.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you could get them to take judicial notice, correct? Just
notice
create,
that.
We'll put
correct.
That affidavit
because
in.
Correct, because it's a constitutional. Even if you lose on the state level, boom, you can appeal it and go to the Supreme Court.
Oh yeah, I love it. Yeah, I'm always up for a fight. Long, you know. So I love the appeal process. So, and once again, I appreciate everything that y'all are doing, all the templates, the archives. Man, just stay on your journey, brother. You know, let the ancestors lead you. Yo, that 2 is going to turn to 200, you know, and that's showing in the chat right now, so don't let that get to you. yeah, brother, like I said, man, if I was doing what you're doing when I was your age, man, so... Keep doing what you're doing, brother. So, that's it. I yield the floor. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. Peace to God.
Peace, God.
You know. We basically teach y'all guys this for freedom, for so you can have control and true power. True power is basically just controlling what's going on in your life, period. You know, people say we should yield, you know, our power to the universe and stuff like that. I say they're crazy, because why am I going to yield my power to anyone when I was given the power for a reason? You know, we're all given power for a reason. We all are here to pretty much do what we, you know, what we came here to do. You know, we all have a process to go through. You know, everything we're going through now is a result of the choices we've made in the past and some of the choices we make now. You know, I stress now because right now is probably the most important time for you. If anybody wants to make a change, we all want to make a change, no matter who you are, no matter how big you are, how much money you have, how much success, how much anything. There's always another step you can take it. You know what I'm saying? There's never no reason to continuously strive for perfection. You know what I'm saying? You may not reach it, but I say, why not see how far you can get? While you're still here, you know? And that's what I pretty much do, you know? You just do that every day. And stay focused on it. And really, I just study myself. You know, that's the biggest person we always study is ourselves. And take notes on really what's our strengths and weaknesses. And, you know what I'm saying, use your strengths more than your weaknesses. You know what I'm saying? As you time goes on, you realize those weaknesses start to disappear because you're not even worried about them anymore, or you're not even stressing about them too much. We too much stress about the negative stuff too times. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, some stuff is a problem, but either you can solve it or you can't. There's no reason to stress. Stress does nothing but waste time, you know? So, yeah, no, guys, don't stress. You know, sometimes some shit happens and it makes you stress out for a little bit. When you really look back and get yourself back into, okay, I got this. You know what I'm saying? And we always get through it, no matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? When you're living, you're still alive. That's just enough proof that you can make it through it. If it wasn't, you'd probably be dead right now. You wouldn't have woke up. You know, there's plenty of people right now that didn't wake up. You know what I'm saying? That had a heart attack. You know, got into a car crash, plane crash, you know, or somehow was walking down the street and got caught in a drive-by. You know, so we just got to be thankful that we're still here and we still have a chance to, you know, turn around the unfulfilled life that we were living before. And we all can do it. Might be Kobe tomorrow, Jordan right now, probably my last day being Jordan. So I'm getting ready to be a Black Mamba now. But like I said, this is going to be a short show. Appreciate everybody that participated today. Love all your energy. You guys always give me energy to keep on going, keep, you know, giving inspiration and to just make the show even better, you know. That's my goal. I always want to make every show that I do better. If I feel like I'm not going to be on par, I might not even do the show just because I really care about the show. I really want to make it something bigger, like bigger than I've ever done before. You know what I'm saying? For a reason, because this is just the change into, like I said, I call it Freedom Fridays because I want you to see and understand what true freedom is. You know what I'm saying? But you can only see that if you truly, deeply look inside yourself. Really, I'm talking about know yourself to down to a T. I'm talking about every day that you wake up. When you know yourself, everything, you know, just comes to you that you want because you know yourself. And you know what's your weakness. You know what you need to do to get where you need to go. And nothing's going to get in your way. Nobody's opinion. You don't care what people think about you because guess what? That doesn't matter. You know who you are. You know? Most people who care what people think or that's insecure, it's only because of we're so caught up on the response of other people. We think other people are, you know, how can I say it? Some people think it matters what other people think. And it really doesn't. As long as you're giving people the facts of what it is, and you know what I'm saying? Yes, opinion is okay, but facts should always be what's given out. You know what I'm saying? Because there's always my opinion and somebody else's opinion, but when it's a fact, it's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'd rather give you what it is than this is what I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be an argument about, you know what I'm saying, our difference in opinion. But when it's just what it is, you can argue it all day, but it's just what it is. I mean, nothing we can change around it. Once you understand that certain things are just the way they are, of course, you know, you handle it accordingly. But, like I said, short show. I'm getting ready for my birthday tomorrow. You know, so I'm going to celebrate. Y'all guys, enjoy the rest of your Friday. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. celebrate. It's Virgo season, baby. The biggest servers of all. We servants to the T. So, like I said, love you guys. Love the energy. Happy guys tuned in. Next week I'm gonna have another two topics. Like today, I went over the birth certificate authentication and the apostilles, the difference between the two. Of course, you know, you want to get the authentication. I'm just doing a recap right now. When you're doing your authentication, Taiwan is the country you want to use. What was that address? And you, after you go to the proper place you're supposed to go to get your authenticated, you got to send it off to the authentication office, U.S. Department of State, 518 23rd Street, Northwest, SA1, Washington, D.C., 2520. I was just giving that, so anybody coming in late. Well, like I said, y'all guys enjoy your Friday. I'm going to enjoy mine, and I'm going to enjoy my birthday tomorrow. So, peace to the God. See you guys next week. One love.